Let me just tell you honestly that this message has the potential to impact your life as much or more than any message we do this year. And I say that sincerely. It has the potential to impact your life as much or more. But at the same time, this message is going to be one of the easiest ones for you to shake off and pretend like it's for the person sitting next to you. Just be a forewarned, okay? Now, last week, we learned that we all tell lies, and we discovered that the person that you lie to the most is who? It's you, right? We learned also that one of the biggest lies that we tell ourselves today, I want to talk about over and over and over again, we lie to ourselves and we tell ourselves that more is better. Whatever you have, if you have one, two is better. More is always better. And this reflects the lie that the serpent told Adam and Eve all the way back in Genesis, in the Garden of Eden. If you remember the story, God created Adam and said, "It's not good for you to be alone." He created Eve. Adam said, "Whoa, man, call her woman." They were naked and in love and enjoying the garden. And God said, "You can eat from any tree in the garden except for one. You can't eat from the one, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." And the serpent came along and said, "Did God really say you can't eat from that one? Because if you eat from that one that he told you you can't eat from, if you have what he said you can have, then you'll be like God." Essentially, the message from the serpent back then is the same message we hear over and over and over again today. That what you don't have is what you need to be happy, to be fulfilled, to be content. Every marketing message, everything you see on social media, every time you turn on the television, what you don't have is what you need to be happy, to be fulfilled, to be content. Why? Because more is always better. What do you need to be happy? You need more money. You need more toys. You need more shoes, more purses, more watches, more muscles. You need more square footage. You need more travel. You need more likes. You need more followers. You need more hair. Unless you're talking about hair on your back, and then you don't need more hair there. But you know what I'm talking about. In general, you need more. You need more. You need more because more is always better. And I would ask you the question, what if the stuff you have is keeping you from the life that you want? Today we're continuing the series, Habits of the Heart. And we're going to talk about the habit of simplicity. And the title of today's message is When Less is Better. What I want to do today is I want to introduce our key thought from a story in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 27. And I'll give you the context. Paul was on a ship, and this ship was beaten down by a storm, and the whole crew thought they were going to die. And they had gone a couple of weeks without eating. And Paul finally broke bread and he gave thanks. And this is where we pick up the story in Acts chapter 27. We see in verse 36, "Then they were all encouraged and also took food for themselves." So after 2 weeks, I'd be encouraged if I got a bologna sandwich too. and they were really in a good mood. Scripture says something really fast in here. The Bible says, so when they had eaten enough. If that's a word you've never heard before, if you don't know how to spell it, it's enough. E-N-O-U-G-H. We're learning a new word. The word is enough. So when they had eaten enough, what did they do? They lightened the ship and they threw out the wheat into the sea. When they had enough, they got rid of what they didn't need. When they had enough. So, just to be really clear, what is enough? Enough is when you have what you need. I'll say it again, and I'll say it really slowly, because I know this is a new concept. I'm trying to take this in myself. What is enough? Enough is when you have what you need. What do we call that? We call it enough, okay? So, to practice the habit of simplifying, we're going to learn a little phrase. It has three words. Here it goes. The phrase is this: I have enough. I have enough. And the reason I'm kind of poking fun at this is because we can kind of say we have enough, but the problem is there's almost nobody here that the way we live communicates that we believe that we have enough. The Lord is my shepherd, and I have all that I need. The Lord is my shepherd. I have enough. And so if we want to really live the habit of simplicity, I'm going to give you couple of prayers that we can pray. But this is a game-changing set of prayers. And we go like this: God, give me less of what doesn't matter, and God, give me more of what does matter. God, give me less of what doesn't matter, and God, give me more of what does matter. Now, what if you prayed that consistently? What if you really desired that? It'd be very, very countercultural, but it would be very, very true to what Jesus teaches in the gospel. So let's start with the first part of the prayer. God, give me less of what doesn't matter. Give me less of what doesn't matter. Jesus taught this in Matthew chapter 6. And I'm going to show you the words, but I just, I want to pause as we go into them. And I want you to understand these are the words of Jesus. Do not let it be just words on a page, okay? These are the words of Jesus. And this is what Jesus taught us. This is his way and this is truth. Jesus taught us this. He said, don't store up treasures here on earth, which is exactly what is a life goal for most of us. More stuff, more stuff, more stuff. Do not store up treasures here on earth where moths eat them and rust destroy them and where thieves break in and steal. He goes on to say, but store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Then Jesus says, and watch this, wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your what? There the desires of your heart will be also. Remember, we're talking about habits of the heart. If you want to change your life, change your habits. But if you want to change your habits, let God change your heart. And Jesus tells us, don't store up stuff that doesn't last. Don't accumulate more and don't hoard. But the reality is, for most of us, is almost a goal to accumulate. What do we want? We want bigger bank balances. Why? Because most of us, we put our security in money and not in God, right? I mean, that's what I do. That's why I want more. We want a new outfit. Why? Well, different reasons. But many people, they feel empty on the inside. So we need some external validation to make us feel better because we're empty on the inside. Or someone may want, I don't know, to remodel their kitchen for the third time in 3 years. Why? Maybe because their marriage isn't good and they don't want to face it. What does it mean to have less of what doesn't matter? If you want less of what doesn't matter, what do? Scripture teaches us what to do. Hebrews 12:1 tells us this. The author of the Hebrews says, "Let us strip off every weight that slows us down." And we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus. Let's get rid of everything, every weight, every stuff, every part of our schedule, every distraction, everything that doesn't matter. Let's keep our eyes on Jesus. Let's strip off everything we don't need. Let's have enough and throw the rest overboard. Let's eliminate all the stuff, the distractions that weighs us down, and keep our eyes on Jesus. And I don't know what would weigh you down, but stuff has gotten in my way for years. What do we do in our world today? I mean, people have like a walk-in closet. And part of the world's like, your closet's bigger than some people's house. And you walk in your closet, there's clothes everywhere. You touch them all and you say, I've got nothing to wear. How does that happen? And then you got so much stuff that it doesn't fit in your closet. So you put it in your attic, and then you put it in your garage. And then some of you have so much stuff in your garage, in your closet, and you don't have enough room for your stuff, so you rent an additional place to put your stuff. And Jesus says, don't accumulate stuff. And so for some of you, I believe the Holy Spirit could speak to you a very real message. Throw out as if your life depends on it, because it does. What if the stuff you have is robbing you from the life you want? I mean, real simple. If you haven't used it in the last year, give it away. Now, you might be looking at me like, you know, I'm talking about sin or something, like, you know, don't mess with my stuff, preacher. You know, stand on my stuff. If you get one, a new one, give the old one. Whatever it is, don't let stuff weigh you down. For some of you, it's your schedule. You're so busy, you don't have time for Jesus. You're here and there. You got more on your to-do list. For some of you, the most spiritual thing you could do is to strip off everything, the stuff or the busyness. I mean, I don't know what it is, and I don't want to pick on anybody's stuff, but you could cancel Netflix and maybe have quiet time, or stop scrolling on whatever and maybe start learning the Word, or stop comparing and truly find contentment. Let us strip off everything that would hinder our relations. What are we going to do? The only way we're going to let go of it is if we keep our eyes on Jesus, because He's so much better. God, give me less of what doesn't matter, and God, give me more of what does matter. God, give me more of what does matter. I love Ecclesiastes 4. And I want to look at it a few times. Better one handful with what? With tranquility or with peace than two handfuls with toil and a chasing after the wind. Why is one handful better? It's because you have a free hand and you can help somebody with that hand. You can hug someone with that hand. You can give to someone. And you can encourage someone, high five, knuckle bump, pat, you know, pat on the backside, flat hand, never cup. Send the word of God. May God add the richest blessing to the reading of his word. Flat, never cupped. You can praise God. You can give to God. You can surrender if you have one handful. If you have two, what do you have? You have toil. Better is what? Better when less is better. Better, better. More is not better. Better is one handful without having to fix stuff all the time. Better is one handful without the debt that's weighing you down. Better is one handful than pursuing things that don't last. When your marriage is struggling, better is one handful. And time with your kids instead of pouring your life into things. Better is one handful. So, to have more of what does matter, what do we have to do? We would be really wise to define what does matter. And if you recognize you only get one chance, and your life is really, really short, then you start to become more clear about what matters most. I would ask you in your life, what really, really matters? And some of you would say, well, it's one handful. My relationship with God matters, or my spouse matters, or certainly my children matter. Some of you would say, making a difference matters. I'm thankful a lot of you would say that my church matters to me and to this world. Some of you would say, like, ministry matters. Showing God's love matters. A lot of you would say, my sobriety matters. Some of you would say, my loved ones knowing Christ. That really matters. What wouldn't be on any of your lists? If you recognize you only had a few days to live, what would not be on anyone's list is your leather sofa, right? No one would say my Apple Watch matters. No one would say my new countertops. No one would say my 65-inch flat-screen TV. Because the closer you are to Jesus, the more you realize that the most meaningful things in life are not things. The most meaningful things were never the things. Better, better, like better is one handful with what matters, tranquility and peace, than two handfuls at toil and chasing after the wind. God, give me less of what doesn't matter, and God, give me more of what does. God, give me less of what doesn't matter, and more of what does. I have enough. I have enough. Now, most of you really do not believe that. And honestly, you probably shouldn't believe it, because the statement that I gave you is actually incomplete. Because if you're just a regular person trying to get through and be happy, everything is going to tell you you actually need more. You always need more. The statement is incomplete, and I want to help fill it in so you can say it and you can believe it. And the statement goes like this: because I have Jesus, I have enough. Now you can say it and you can believe it, but you can only say it and believe it if you truly have Jesus. So for those of you who are walking with Him and intimate with Him and have been changed by Him, go ahead and say it like you believe it. Because I have Jesus, I have enough. One more time. Because I have Jesus, I have enough. The problem is, some of you, you're going to say, I have Jesus, but I want more. Like, you've genuinely been saved, you've been baptized, you read your Bible. I have Jesus, but I still don't have enough. Some of you, you're going to go, well, I really don't have enough. Like, legitimately, like, you don't know what my like, forget the TV, I don't have a job. Or forget the Apple Watch, I've got medical bills. And I just want to acknowledge there are some of you that are hurting right now. But if you find yourself saying, I have Jesus, but I still don't have enough, let God's word speak to you very, very clearly. Paul talked about those who had a lot, and he talked about those who had none. And he said this, he said, I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Now, there's not a situation, a single situation that any of you listening to this message right now, that this truth doesn't apply. In any and every situation, I've learned the secret of being content, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do this. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. It's Jesus that gives me contentment. It's Jesus that gives me strength. Because I have Jesus, I have enough. When I'm well fed, I have Jesus. But if I'm hungry, I still have Jesus. If I have a bunch, I have Jesus. If I'm in want, I still have Jesus. And because I have Jesus, I have enough. Some of you say, I have Jesus, but I still want more. Why? Because Jesus is in the background of your life. Because your life is so full of everything else that there's not room for Jesus with all the other stuff. Jesus is in the background right now. And when He's in the background, He's easy to miss. He's easy to ignore. He's easy to forget. But when He's in the front of your life, when you're seeking Him first, when you're pursuing Him, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then everything that matters will be added unto you. Not more of what doesn't matter, less of what doesn't matter, more of what does. When you put Jesus in the forefront of your life, He's not a historical figure. He's not a Sunday school lesson. He's your closest friend. He's a counselor that guides your very steps. He's the bread of life that nourishes you. He's your confidant. He's your comforter. And then when you put Him first, something starts to change. And you understand what Paul said. It doesn't matter what I have or don't have, I have Jesus. Therefore, I have all that I need. I'm going to try to tell you this, and I hope that you believe it. Better is one handful. How much is a handful? That's enough. You have these things. You have enough. This is enough. Better is one handful than two to have room for Jesus when they had enough. What did they do? They threw it overboard. And then when they had enough, they had room for Jesus. And that's why I would tell you, I'm going to think this thing through before I do it again. That was a good idea. Okay? That's why this message has the potential to impact your life as much or more than any other message. I'm going to tell you right now, it will be the easiest to shake because better is one handful. Let me tell you, some point, you get in a car accident. You don't want a pile of cash sitting next to you at that point. You want Jesus sitting next to you. You walk into a hospital room, an operating room. You don't want more followers. You want more of Jesus. When you send your kids into the world, you don't want just name brand shoes on their feet. You want Jesus in their hearts. That's what you want. And it's really hard. It's really hard when you're at that age to realize one day your life's going to come to an end. But when your life does come to an end, you're not going to care where you traveled last year. You're going to care where you're going for eternity. And that's why Paul said, I've learned the secret of being content. I can do all things through Christ. Through Christ. He's everything. Because I have Jesus, I have enough. If I'm sick, He's my healer. If I'm hurting, He's my comforter. If I'm sad, and sometimes I am, He's my joy. And if I sin, to the glory of God, He's my Savior. This is the habit of the heart, the habit of simplicity. God give me less of what doesn't matter, and God give me more of what does. Why? Because your life is too valuable and your calling too great to waste your life on things that don't last. Because I have Jesus, say it with me, I have enough. Because I have Jesus, I have enough. Let us pray. Father, we pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit that you would do a work in a way that only you can. Father, we pray today that by the power of your Holy Spirit that your living word would speak to us in such a way that we're transformed to stop believing the lie, to embrace the truth, to be changed by the truth. And we know that Jesus is the truth. So speak to us and change us today by His power. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.